Well, good evening, everyone. So good to be here on the eve before we celebrate our nation's, our country's independence. Because tomorrow is 4th of July, it's Independent Day. And we have a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot to do with being an independent nation. But one of the things we're going to find out tonight, well, that may be good for the country, but us as individuals, we don't fare well when we're independent, especially we that are believers, that are the children of the Most High God. We need to understand that we thrive in dependence, not in independence, but independence. When you're independent, it means you're not subject to control by others, and I know I just kind of jumped right in. When you're independent, you're not subject to control by others. You're not requiring or relying on something else. You're not contingent on any independent conclusion. When you're independent, you're not looking for anyone else's opinion for guidance or for how you should behave. And you're not requiring or relying on others to take care of you because you're independent. Now, that may have worked for us as a nation during those times. But in the kingdom of God, we need to learn how to live a life totally dependent on Him. Romans 12, first two verses in the Passion Translation, says, "Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God to be His sacred living sacrifices." When you're surrendering yourself to God, means you're no longer independent. You've taken your independence, you've placed it at His feet. "And live in holiness, experiencing all that delights His heart, for this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes." See, I like to think about why things were written. And so I was wondering why the Apostle Paul said what he said. And I concluded that at that time, the actions or thoughts of the church at Rome were not in line with who they were as Christians. They were probably thinking about things that was not lining up with God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. They were probably doing their own thing, having their own interpretations. And Paul figured the church of Rome had to start thinking that God is their father, heaven is their home, and then imitate the behavior that goes along with that type of thinking. See, they were imitating the behavior that goes along with their thinking, but if your thinking is off, then what your behavior imitating is off. And something has to bring you back, I guess you could say back to reality, but back into the fold, so to speak. The 4th of July, Independence Day, it celebrates a change in the way the founding fathers were thinking. See, those colonists decided that they would no longer be imitating the ideals and culture that surround them. And it was a culture that they used to be a part of. Now, I think that's important to understand. They no longer wanted to be dependent on the culture that they grew up under, I guess. And they wrote a document called the Declaration of Independence. And they wrote it to declare that they were not going to be dependent on any other country. They wrote it to proclaim their total independence. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I have something else that I want to share, but I'm going to share this part of it. "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, the colonists decided that they needed to dissolve the political band that was connecting them with the lifestyle of Great Britain, They didn't want that lifestyle anymore. They wanted something different. They wanted independence. Their belief was they would be better all around if they were independent of the standards, the rule, and the culture of Great Britain. And they were willing to die rather than yield to the ideals and opinions of a culture that they left behind. And the key is they left it behind. There was a total reformation of how they thought, and it empowered them. See, folks, we need to have something that changes us inside before there can be an outward change. In order to do that, we need to change what we believe in our hearts. Because the Bible tells us out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. But unlike the colonists back in 1776, we don't need independence to change our lives. What we need is dependence. More specifically, dependence on God and God alone. We have to know that God is all we need. We have to first think it, think on it, and then declare it. It means speak it out. We need to stop thinking natural solutions because, as we read earlier in Proverbs, our thoughts can control us. So we have to think first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So the colonists created a document called a Declaration of Independence. Along that theme, so to speak, several years ago, God gave me a document. He had me rewrite the Declaration of Independence, and we call it the Declaration of Dependence on God. Because it's through our dependence on God that we are able to walk independent of the cares of this world. It's through our dependence on God and God alone that we can be independent of the ideals and opinions of the culture around us. It's through our independence on God that we can divorce ourselves from the distractions and move towards to be that perfect man that Scripture talks about, filled with the statute of Christ. So we need to know, we need to understand, and we need to declare our declaration of dependence on God. Now, one of the things that I find interesting, their organizations, their groups of people, they lobby for holidays, and they don't get a holiday. They get a holiday month. They'll have this month, that month. But then when you talk about Christmas, it's only a day. And when you talk about our independence, that's only a day. We, the people, need to be more concerned about our dependence on God and practice that every day. If you want to take one day and recognize the work our founding fathers did in making us a free nation, that's fine. But if we're talking about declaring our dependence on God, that's an everyday situation. We need to recognize every day that our total dependence is on God and God alone. So this is what we came up with, and I am going to take time to read the entire document. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for the children of God to understand that they have no connection with the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things, and walk with delegated authority as the power of God on the earth, because the equal position they have with God to which the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus affords them. In spite of worldly opinions, being a new creature in Christ requires God's children to declare the truth which freed them from the powers of darkness and brought them to the liberty they now have as a child of the Most High God. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created in God's image and after his likeness and are blessed by God to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. All men who seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness are thereby endowed with specific unalienable rights, that among these are salvation, freedom from the curse of the law, and the pursuit of God's perfect will for their lives. To secure these rights, one must confess and believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was born of a virgin, crucified on the cross, buried, went to hell, on the third day rose from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of God. That selfless act of love made available a better covenant with God, established on better promises. As God's children, we understand that we walk by faith and not by sight, giving thanks to God who always gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. So whenever any form of government stands in opposition to God and his mandate to his children, it is the right of the children of God to alter or to abolish it through individual and corporate prayer for all in authority, so that we will live honestly and peaceably before God, because they know the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Such prayer will break the stronghold of the powers of the darkness, bringing about a new government based on a new commandment to love, loving others the same way Christ loves us, creates a new foundation on the principles of love and forgiveness. But when sin abounds and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, we will rest in knowing that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And because Jesus came to destroy the works of the adversary, we have life more abundantly. It is our right and our duty to remember steadfast and immovable, casting all our cares on the Lord. The history of the prince of this world is irrelevant. It does not matter how long he has kept this world in bondage. The very simple truth is this: Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. To prove this, let these biblical truths be submitted to a candid world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can only do all things through Christ who strengthens you if you're dependent on him. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Again, if we're depending on God to supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, we can't be independent. Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Luke 10:17-20. When the 70 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, even the demons obey us when we use your name. Yes, he told them, I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning, and I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and to walk among serpents and scorpions and to crush them. Nothing shall injure you. However, the important thing is not that demons obey you, but that your names are registered as citizens of heaven. Nothing shall injure you. Nothing shall injure us when we realize that we are not independent of heaven. We're registered as citizens of heaven. That gives us like diplomatic immunity. And that means our support doesn't come from where we are, it comes from where we came from. Since heaven is our home and that's where we came from, that's where our support comes from, and that's why we need to be dependent on that. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law's condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us when he was crucified. For the scripture is plain, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. God's purpose is therefore plain, that the blessings promised to Abraham might reach the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, and the Spirit might become available to us all by faith. Psalm 103, first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. This is all proving the benefits of being dependent on God. Isaiah 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth and even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Therefore, we, the children of God, also known as the church, founded on the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, declare that we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, and we allow him to direct our path. We are not wise in our own eyes. We reverence the Lord and depart from evil. It provides health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We will honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruits of all our increase. Our barns will be filled with plenty, and our presses shall burst out with new wine. Because in him we live and move and have our being. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can ever separate us from that. But with God, this is back my place. God will supply, God will deliver, God will protect. We further declare this day that without God we can do nothing, but with God all things are possible. We will continually offer our prayers, praise, and worship to God individually and corporately, giving honor to God, who is the supreme judge of the world, for giving us the great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And it is our intent, by the grace of God, to do so in the name of Jesus and by the authority he gave us. Being born again and in a state of total dependence on God has absolved us from all allegiance to the devil, and has caused our lives to be hid with Christ in God. We will wholeheartedly publish and declare that God's grace is sufficient for us, and that we are and ought to always be in a state of total dependence on God and God alone. In that dependent state, we have full power to preach the word in season and out of season, heal the sick, raise the dead, blessing those that curse us and praying for those who despitefully use us. We conclude that being totally dependent on God gives us the peace that passes all understanding, a love that will promote unity of the body of Christ at large, and the wisdom to establish commerce and to do all other acts of things which those totally dependent on God have a right to do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of God, we mutually pledge to have the same care one for another as the Bible instructs us. We firmly believe that it is our sacred honor to live our lives in total dependence on God. God said it, that settles it, we believe it. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Folks, we want to get that down into our spirits so that we understand exactly who we are and what we have. Yes, it's fine to do the celebrations and the fireworks and eat the food and let them have the hot dog eating contest and all that stuff. But we need to understand the real deal here. We are who we are because of our dependence on God and not our independence from God. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. How does anyone know the nation that our nation is God? How do they know that? By the way we carry ourselves. That's how they know, when they see us loving one another. There are a number of different places I can go and I'm pulled to go. But as I stated earlier, the Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It also tells us that with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. And since that is true, shouldn't our dependence be attached to that? I'll tell you something. I remember the story of the prodigal son who wanted to be independent from his father. And so his father gave him all that he was entitled to, and he went out and squandered it all and was left homeless, helpless, and hungry. He came to his senses and went back to his father and agreed to be in total dependence. He was even willing to give up his rights as a son because he knew even his father's slaves was living better than he was. And he realized that he was better off being dependent on his father than being independent. We want to get to that place, folks, where we understand that we are in much better shape being dependent on God than independent of God, independent of his commandments, independent of his protection. For me, I think about when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, and they were next to the Red Sea, and they had the Red Sea in front of them, and 600 chariots and the entire Egyptian army coming down behind them. And they cried out to God. And before they cried out to God, some of them were willing to go back. It says, better to be dependent on the Egyptians, at least their food is there. But God told them. He had Moses tell them to trust in the Lord. He said to them, why cry out to me? Tell the people to go forward. He said, but stretch forth your hand. Let the people know that the Lord will fight for them. That's what he said. The Lord will fight for you. Hold your peace and remain at rest. Just relax and stay steady and let the one on whom you place your dependence keep you like only he can. We need to make a choice to celebrate our dependence on God as a people, as the church, as our nation of churchism, if you will. We need to declare our dependence on God and live it out every single day. Father, I thank you. Thank you for being our rock, our supplier, someone on whom we can depend, the only person on whom we can depend, because you're the only one who never changes. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can depend on you because you're a dependable God. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that the world, the church, starting with the church world, will recognize just who you are and that you deserve our loyalty because you keep us like no other can. I like it, Father, how you had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answer the question when the king said, who is the God that can deliver you out of my hand? They said, "Our God will deliver us out of your hand, O King." Let us all have that same mindset. No matter what we face, our God can and will deliver us, period, in Jesus' name. And because of our dependence, we can walk independent of the cares of this world. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I know I didn't go as long as I usually do, but I never drag anything out just for time's sake. You know, this is what God gave me for tonight. So this is what I'm giving to you. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time, holiday, celebrating the independence of our nation. But we have to make sure that we remember the only reason we're free is because of our dependence on God and God alone. If there's anyone here, or I should say out there, and you've never received Jesus Christ as Savior, never confessed Him, I'll give you an opportunity to do so, because the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So you just need to make this confession. Father God, I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe He died on the cross at Calvary for my sins. I believe He was buried and went to hell in my place. And I also believe that after spending 3 days in hell, you, God, raised Him from the dead. So Jesus, I turn to you, and I let go of my independent lifestyle, and I place all my dependence on you. Come into my heart. Make something new of me. I receive you as my Lord. I receive you as my Savior. In your name I pray. Oh, friend, if you made that prayer, you believed it in your heart as you spoke with your mouth, and you never did that before, the Bible says you just got born again. So what we need you for, what we'd like for you to do next, is contact us. The contact information will come up on the screen. Let us know that you received Christ this evening. You became born again, and we'll send you some free information to help you understand who you are now in Christ. And if you have any questions about what I share tonight or just in general, use the same facilities to contact me. And if you contact me, I will respond. As I always say, may not be the same day, but I promise you, I will respond to you.